You're good? Yep. Bon, ben bonsoir tout le monde. Merci d'avoir venu dans une belle température. So, welcome for coming out to the meeting in this type of weather. So we'll start off by not very much to add to that for business arising et les affaires découlantes. Fait qu'on va faire l'adoption d'ordre du jour avec des ajouts. Je vais nommer les ajouts. En dessous d'administration, numéro 19, c'est ajout au comité. So there's an addition under administration, number 19, addition to committees. Ensuite de ça, il y a travaux publics, numéro 5. C'est programme d'aide à la voirie locale. Sous-volet particulier d'amélioration, enveloppe pour des projets d'envergure ou supramontane. Malheureusement, je n'ai pas la traduction en anglais pour ça. Ensuite de ça, on va continuer en dessous d'environnement, hygiène du milieu, numéro 2. Ceci va être repoussé à une autre date. So, under environment, number 2. That topic will be put forward to a later date. Là, on continue. Numéro 6, loisirs, culture et communication. On ajoute une résolution, c'est les dons pour le centre du jour, Association récréative de Lou, Venosta et Brennan Hill. So, number 2, under Recreation, Culture, and Communication. There's a resolution being added for a donation to the Low and Awesome Brennan Hill Recreation Association and the Day Center. Vous êtes tous d'accord? On peut.
Je propose l'agenda avec des modifications suggérées.
Yes. Okay. Jean. Attends, je cherche.
Who seconded?
I'll second it.
Justin. Bon, Joanne Meillet. Justin Robert. Le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Là, on continue avec l'adoption du procès verbal de séance ordinaire du 4 octobre 2021. Adoption of the minutes for the ordinary meeting of October 4th, 2021.
I'll second.
Donc, Gilles Robert, proposé, Lutti Vierge, appuyé, le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Claire Robert.
Yes.
And I say yes as well. Donc, on fait l'adoption du procès verbal de séance extraordinaire du 7 octobre. Adoption of the minutes for the ordinary meeting on 7th of October. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposal.
Oui.
I'll
second it. Maureen, right, Victorias. Le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Claire Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Mm-hmm. Continuons. Adoption du procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du 15 novembre.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Okay. So that's the adoption of the minutes extraordinary meeting on the 15th of November.
Not extraordinary.
No. It's a minute of the
regular meeting.
Okay, sorry, it is a regular.
First
meeting. Okay, Joanne, le vote, c'est Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. Je n'ai pas grand-chose à porter à la table en En fait, il n'y a pas eu grand de rencontres pour le mois de novembre. Simplement, le budget a été déposé à la MRC. Ça a été approuvé, puis déposé. Ensuite de ça, pour votre information.
You said our share went down?
Yeah, it did. C'est ça que je veux dire. Notre cote-part est descendu de 21 104 $. Fait qu'on paye ça de moins cette année. But l'année qui vient. So I did have meetings for the budget at the MRC level. And it has been adopted. And Lowe is paying less this for the next fiscal year, or for the next year. $21,104 less than last year. So that's what I have.
Est-ce que la VIAM a fait leur réunion avec leur
budget? Non, c'est le 15. Ça s'en vient. Donc là, on continue. Dépôt, audit de conformité, rapport.
Dépôt.
Quoi?
D'administration? Non?
Yeah. Excuse-moi.
Merci. Nous avons eu une rencontre le 25 novembre. We had a meeting on the 25th of November. We did have a lot of topics that we want to touch or rehash. We had 3 pages long of topics that we want to look at. We need a second meeting because we started putting priorities to be able to bring to council and say we would like to have this done by this date or whatever. We know that we have to get certain meetings and certain politics in at the beginning of next year. On sait qu'il y a certaines politiques comme éthique et déontologie qu'on doit retravailler et déposer au début du premier quart de l'année. Fait que ça va être fait, c'est sûr. We did meet with auditors on the 29th of November. And we do have to go back and tender for auditors for 2021. We're at this point where we have to go. The contract is done with Raymond Chabot, Grant Thornton. So we do have to go to tender. It's by law, you should get the auditors for 2 to 4 years maximum, so you can have new, fresh eyes into your books every now and again. On est supposément, selon la loi, d'avoir un vérificateur différent à toutes les 2 à 4 ans pour pouvoir avoir un nouveau regard sur notre comptabilité. We did meet with the MAMASH on the 30th of November. On a rencontré le ministère des Affaires municipales le 30 de novembre. They did talk about responsibility and roles of elected officials, les responsabilités et le rôle des élus. Specifically with the new law that's going to kick in next year, 49. Ils ont survolé aussi la loi 49 qui va rentrer en vigueur là, dans les prochains mois. They did insist that we do have to pass through a course of ethics and déontologie. Il faut qu'on assiste à un cours d'éthique et déontologie, puis il faut qu'on passe une nouvelle politique d'éthique et déontologie. So that's pretty much what they had to say. And eventually, soon enough, we'll be able to book our courses. We're still waiting for the dates that those courses will be available. But we have, I think it's 5 or 6 months to pass the course. Donc, on a un cours d'éthique et d'ontologie qu'on doit prendre. On attend pour des dates disponibles des différentes firmes. Puis, aussitôt qu'on va avoir ça, on va pouvoir le booker. On doit prendre ça avant notre 6 mois de l'élection. Merci.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you. On continue avec dépôt audit de conformité, rapport d'audit portant respectivement sur l'adoption du budget et l'adoption du programme triennal d'immobilisation. So this is a deposit, compliance audits report respecting the adoption of the budget and the adoption of the three-year capital program. This is a deposit of a report that was handed out to all our counselors, and it's just to show that they've received it and read it, and that's all it is. It's well, there's no resolution. It's just a matter of acknowledging the document that they received. Donc c'est pour.
Ça devient public. Mais c'était pour l'année
2021. Mayor, ouais, mais ça a été envoyé à toutes les municipalités dans les MRC. Puis c'est tellement minime, là, l'affaire qu'ils demandent.
Yeah, the audit report was good. The only mistake that we were found non-compliant in was the fact we deposited the budget and the three-year capital plan in the same meeting. It was supposed to be two separate meetings.
Yeah.
So it's, everything else was compliant except for the fact that we did it all in the one meeting.
So it's not a, so we'll make sure things get done the proper way next time.
We just follow the standard operating procedure for the municipality and we're gonna go.
Okay. So là, on fait acceptation des comptes à payer du 22 octobre 2021 et au 21 novembre 2021. So acceptance of the accounts payable from October 22nd, 2021 to November 21st, 2021. So the bills paid $228,336.94.
Out of that, Carol, there's about $107,000 for gas tax.
I was getting to that. I have it right here.
I
jumped
so,
in my phone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so $107,708.42. Is gas tax expenses, which will be put back into the account from our the loan, the temporary loan, and then at the end of the year, all the gas tax will be submitted for reimbursement. Après ça, j'ai chèque déjà sorti pour le mois 9573.68. So checks, okay, it's in French. Already out during the month is $9,573.68. Yeah, that's all the other expenses that are coming on a monthly basis, on a regular basis, $36,065.09. Après ça, on a. So the total, which is the total of the invoices, the factures already put through, and the incompressibles, total of $273,975.71, plus direct payments, $16,092.92, for a grand total. Oh, and salaries, $37,779.89, for a grand total of $327,148.52. So I'll just back up in French. Le grand total des factures, c'est-à-dire le total des factures à payer, les incompressibles et aussi les chèques déjà sortis, $273,975.71. Plus les factures qui sont paiements directs, qui sont nos emprunts, $16,092.92. Ensuite, les salaires, $35,079.89, pour un grand total de $327,148.52. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur, s'il vous plaît. Merci, le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et moi aussi, Donc, c'est Luc. Luc Thierge. Donc là, on fait le substitut de la mairesse au sein du conseil de la municipalité régionale du comté de Vallée-Gatineau. C'est la personne qui va être nommée comme pro-maire. So, substitute for the mayor within the council of the regional county municipality of the Vallée-Gatineau. So, it will be the person that will be nominated as pro-mayor. And it will be Joanne Meillet. So, I need a proposed.
I'll propose.
I'll second it.
Et que j'ai besoin de voix. Je me demande de réponse.
Non, moi je m'abstiens.
OK. Abstiens, OK. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Jean Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. On continue avec responsable à la table de la régie intermunicipale de l'aéroport de Maniwaki, qu'on réfère comme le RIAM. Donc, j'étais dans le dernier mandat, j'étais la représentante. Donc, encore le prochain 4 mois, on me nomme pour ça. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Non, propose.
OK.
I'll second that
one. OK, lui. C'est beau. Le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Jean Robert.
Yes.
And I say yes. Just to rephrase a little bit, for the last mandate, I was on the board for the RIAM, which is the Maniwaki Airport in Messin. And this resolution nominates me for another 4 years, so. Location d'ordinateur portable pour le conseil. Portable laptop rental for council. Est-ce qu'on voit en détail? Qu'est-ce que tu veux faire? Tu veux-tu le faire, Joanne? S'il te plaît.
C'est pour 7 portables Lenovo d'une valeur de 9 243,86 avec les services des techniciens estimés à 2 461,40 pour un total taxe incluse de 13 465,78. Donc, ça fait des versements mensuels de 238,03.
That's all the licenses do, like the Microsoft Office licenses?
No, not the Microsoft 360, but it's most of the software that comes with the... so it's going to be 7 laptop for Lenovo. The brand is Lenovo. The amount is $9,243.86 with estimated technician time of 2,461.40. With tax included and eco-frais.
Environmental fees.
Environmental fees.
13,465.78. That will be paid monthly for a total of 238.03 plus taxes per month for 48 months.
Ok, j'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Donc, tu as avec le prix, comment ça t'a coûté après la location?
Non, il ne pouvait pas parce que ça, le groupe DL, le financement vient de Lenovo et le groupe DL ne peut pas négocier avec eux ni nous jusqu'à temps qu'on arrive à la fin du contrat. La demande a été faite.
OK. Proposé. Secondé. Appuyé.
J'appuie.
Oui. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Meillet.
Non.
OK. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Bon, renouvellement d'assurance 2021-2022 pour la municipalité, toutes nos infrastructures, ça inclut tous les véhicules aussi. Donc, renewal of insurance in 2021-2022, all our infrastructure and vehicles, as well as, puis aussi, en addition de ça, il y a assurance du cyber risque qui coûte un autre 1 000 plus taxes, puis un montant aussi, il y a un montant de renouvellement d'assurance accident pompier de 436 plus taxes. Donc, pour un grand, c'est ça, pour un montant total de 33 858 plus taxes.
I'll propose it, but can we confirm the amounts that the municipal garage and fire halls are insured for?
It would be on the policy.
Like separately? Contacts and whatnot, like, because to rebuild that garage today would probably cost $1 million. So just to make sure that it's valued at a proper amount. The equipment inside too, like the backhoe, we got an extra backhoe now. The grader's newer, the trucks are newer. Just if that burns and we lose all the equipment, they can't come and give us $1 million. Like, it's not going to be enough. So just to make sure that
the contents are.
But,
yeah.
So, yeah.
I know that 6 years ago the fire hall was insured for $580,000, and the two trucks alone were worth more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that adjusted 5 or 6 years ago. Let's just make sure that.
I'll re-verify the amounts of the for the building insurance and the vehicles.
The contents, yeah.
They're usually separate, but yes. I'll bring. Oh.
Okay, thank you. I'll propose it.
Lisa Bondi.
Bon, le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yep.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui.
And that's with the MMQ, the.
C'est le, oui, MMQ, assurance MMQ.
Municipal.
Yeah. Support comptabilité administrative, so accounts and administrative support. Bon, ici, c'est pour donner l'autorisation de notre, attendez, d'autoriser l'appel de candidature pour un poste de 35 heures par semaine pour le poste de commis comptable. So this is for a... Yeah, cool.
Accounting clerk.
Yeah. Call for tender for a permanent position, 35 hours per week, for the position of accounting clerk. Donc,
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Ça, dans le fond, c'est pour l'afficher.
Oui. Donc, j'ai besoin du vote. Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Là, on a installation lumière. OK. Fait que là, on a fait venir M. Richard Saint-Jacques, qui a donné des prix pour. Il y a des lumières qui ne fonctionnaient pas au garage municipal, au 400-105, dans le stationnement ici. Ou la bibliothèque aussi. Donc, il nous a donné une liste de tous les frais. Il y en a, il y a celui de réparation, facture, lumière, 400 route 105. Les dépenses vont tomber en dessous du PRABAM. C'est une enveloppe d'argent qu'on va recevoir. Réparation et remplacement des lumières au 400 route 105 encore. Encore, les dépenses vont aller sous l'enveloppe de PRABAM. Il y a remplacement de lumière au garage municipal, 4980 plus taxes, que ça aussi, ça va aller sous l'enveloppe de PRABAM. Je vais juste reculer un petit peu. Une des réparations remplacement de lumière au 400, Le tampon, c'est 480 $. Et puis l'autre, réparation des trois, le remplacement des trois fixtures de lumière à l'extérieur, encore 405. Chaque, pour un total de 1440 plus taxes, qui aussi, les dépenses tombent sous l'enveloppe du programme. Les seuls deux autres, il y a les lumières à la bibliothèque et puis remplacement des lumières garage municipal. Non, ça, c'est probable. C'est remplacer la lumière stationnant ici au 400, au 4 chemin d'amour où ce que les boîtes à lettres. Donc, so in English, we received quotes from Richard Saint-Jacques for some light repairs. There are there's three expenses that are going to be put forward to the PRABAM envelope, one of which is $1,440 plus tax. The other is $480 plus tax. And the last one, $4,980 plus tax. And these are for municipal infrastructure. One is the $4,900 is for municipal garage. The $480 is at the 400-105. And also the $1,440 is also at the 400-105. And these three are put towards the PRABAN, which money we will receive to pay for that. Also, installation of fixtures in the library is $350. And replacement of the light in on just outside here at the parking where the mailboxes are. We finally got it up and running. So I need a j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll second it. It's the PRABAM is the provincial grant.
Well, it's a grant that they gave for our infrastructure. I think it's 97,000.
Yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Just saying though, these amounts fall under
that program. Yes.
I'll second it.
Okay. Donc le vote, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Chenin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Là, demande de soumission pour installation de système climatisation. So, a quote for installation of an air conditioning system. This is for the 400-105 building. And again, the expenses fall under the PRABAM envelope because it's for our infrastructure.
It's to go to Canada, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Là, j'ai besoin de vous. Joanne Maillé. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi. We're still in the middle, okay. Demande d'aide financière pour régler le problématique de la téléphonie cellulaire sur le territoire de la municipalité de Canton de l'Eau. So this is a request for financial assistance to address cell phone problems in the territory of the municipality and township of l'Eau.
Je vais proposer.
Okay. Tu veux-tu, okay. Je peux expliquer un petit peu. Simplement une résolution qui va aller aux différents paliers du gouvernement. Robert Bussière, le gouvernement député fédéral de Pontiac, c'est Mme Sophie Châtel. Ensuite de ça, les autres MRC, les Collines, Pontiac, Val-de-la-Gatineau. Puis aussi, les municipalités qui entourent notre canton. C'est pour que le gouvernement nous trouve de l'argent pour améliorer notre les cellulaires, le système cellulaire dans notre municipalité. Ben, c'est qu'ils veulent. Oui. En totalité.
Because the cell phone service right now, Carol, is actually worse than
yes,
what it was.
I know.
It's worse now than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's what we're out. Asking is we want the different levels of government to find the money that they need to upgrade our cell phone service because it's
right.
It's getting worse.
It's worse in the village, but outside the village, we don't have
Non.
Reception à l'ordre.
Sans proposer.
Non, c'est déjà fait. C'est le plus boring, right?
Donc, le vote sur Amélie.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy.
Yes.
Le Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi. Bon, on est rendu à, finalement, la période des questions.
Non, on n'avait pas. C'est ce qu'on avait pour la convention dans une résolution, pour ajouter au comité.
Oui. Ça, je dis, OK, je décris mon agenda, mais pas dans les minutes. C'est ça. Donc, c'est pour ajouter, on a formulé les comités à la dernière rencontre, mais là, c'est pour plus ou moins le mettre à jour un petit peu. Une, c'est que je dois assister à tous les comités.
Non, tu es membre.
Fait que je suis membre.
Oui, moi,
je deviens membre, mais c'est officiel.
C'est un membre officiel.
C'est ça. Ensuite de ça, une partie de la résolution est pour si un comité pense qu'il y a un autre conseiller, ils peuvent avoir le choix de d'inviter ce conseiller-là à participer à leur comité. Right?
Oui.
Sur des projets spécifiques.
Ben, c'est ça, des projets spécifiques, mais c'est sur invitation.
C'est ça.
So, this resolution number 19 is to add the mayor, myself, on all committees. And also, there's a section on in the resolution is also to invite counselors to certain committees if they feel the need and under invitation.
Je propose.
I'll second it.
OK. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy.
Yes.
Les Tivierges.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi. Donc là, on est rendu à la période de questions. Pour l'administration, s'il y en a. Pardon me?
Pay yourselves for the committees.
It's all part of our, it's in our salary.
I had a chance to review the MRC budget. I hope all councillors take that opportunity. And of course, I'm pleased with the result. The main reason for that is that, as you know, every 3 years you get evaluated, and 6 or 7 of the 17 communities get evaluated each. So 7, I think, got evaluated last year, and Cass and Kayamon, for example, all of them, their average increase in their evaluations was just under 30%. So we can see that coming for ourselves, perhaps more because we're further south. So we get a break this year.
We just had ours evaluation. So we're
it was
still
2 years
into,
ago.
Yeah, we're still into the 3 years.
That's right.
We have another year to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next year, then we're going to see a big increase relatively soon.
Well, it depends on the actual evaluation went up from last year to this year, just over $2 million, but that's due to permits that were sent in and everything. So it really, you know, that portion of it, depending on how many new constructions there are and permits that are sent, like it's an ongoing thing, evolving thing, and we know that. And then after next year, well, they'll probably do the evaluation next year for the following 3 years.
So the reason ours went down, all I'm saying is that the others, by the with the MRC budget, it wasn't clear how are the bins being paid for compost.
Well, that's the, pardon me?
it was in the 2021 budget.
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't have that in front of me, Mr. Connolly.
It was, again. It was part of a cut ball in the 2021 budget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's done.
So that was that done on the individual taxes? I don't think so.
No, it was part of the cut ball that we paid to the MRC.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our taxpayers paid for the grants.
Yeah. Part of your consumer, let's go.
Are all of you going to the ethics course?
Yes. We do. Everyone has to go.
Every election, everyone.
Everyone, yes. And especially this year because of the new law 49. There's a lot
from
of.
From now on, everyone. From now on,
to. But they, you still have to.
Have to do it. Yeah, every 4 years, even if you're reelected, you're going to have to.
You still have to do it.
No wonder that's still up, folks. But how much did the insurance increase relative to the last year?
I don't have that figure right now, Mr. Connolly.
We'll get back to you with that.
Can we take note of that, please?
If it's not far off, $33,000 a year. And that might indicate what Councillor Robert said, that some of the things may not have been taken into consideration, but we're going to check that. That's good. My last question on administration is the unpaid taxes report out yet? It's due in November.
We don't have the report yet, but there's a lot of things that unfortunately are late.
Because of the new staff.
The new staff, elections, everything into. But as soon as we have an indication.
We did discuss, though, Steve, in the workshop a couple of weeks ago about being more aggressive in 2022 for tax collection.
Yes.
Well, that's all stuff that the administration committee is going to look at there in 2022.
It's like in 2020, it was a little hard to do, especially with everything shut down by COVID, people not working. It was kind of hard to turn around and say, you know, send all these letters out. So now we're buckling down, and we will be sending out the letters soon.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you mentioned that part of what low pays into the MRC's budget went down this year.
Mm-hmm.
You said by about like 21,000 or
yes.
Around there. I have the number written down. How much total is low paying into that?
It's 235,000. And I don't know the hundreds right now. It's just by memory.
That's fine, ballpark. Why did it go down? Were there lost services or did other municipalities around here also? Drop their payments?
There are some percentages. I don't have the report in front of me, but there are some percentages that did go down. But you can access that on the on their website. It's
when you
there.
Say percentages that went down.
One was for, I believe it was for, oh, compost went down.
So services, remember. So the cost of some services dropped, which is why
yeah.
It's less. Okay, that's exactly what I was looking for. And with the cell service, you mentioned that 10 years ago it was better. Did something change, or is it just?
That's what we want to know.
I know, probably lack of infrastructure maintenance, I'd say, but it's.
Yeah.
You opened the Austin now on the Burr Road. There's no cell phone receptive.
Yeah.
Even on the
highway. You go by Mr. Connolly's house, the tower's right there, but
yeah.
You drop the call like. Everywhere, LaPage, Kaz.
Just down Martindale Road at my place. I'm on a call and cuts off for absolutely no reason.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Maybe more users. Aware, but 500 coupons were sold in 2 days up around Graceville, that area, where. The initiative was part of the Buy Local program of the MRC. How many of you are aware of the coupon?
Well, it was announced.
It was announced on the radio.
Yeah. Maniwaki Radio. I listen to it all the time.
When you get certificates and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That you buy.
So
that was through Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
The Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce. The MRC donated half the money, right?
Yeah, to support the cause, yeah.
Yeah, so here's my concern on them. You have a bi-local program where you're telling people for $100 to buy a ticket that will allow you to spend $200 or $200 for if you buy any of the registered businesses on the list. And so the MRC throws in $50,000 of taxpayer money. And I would say that's about the only extra money those businesses are going to get, because it's like having a buy local program in Aquaville. There's nowhere else to spend their money anyway. And so what happens is you throw $50,000 into the thing, down the hole. Would we do that in Lowe?
I'd rather see the money go towards helping our businesses. So for $50,000, and you said 500 people participated, the tickets were all bought up. That's a lot of people.
What I'd like to know is how many businesses of Lowe was in that book.
That's right.
Well, we'll have to find out.
You have to subscribe. So
you have to call the Chamber of Commerce. They're the ones that spearheaded it.
I don't think anybody
holds
a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Pretty sure.
Well,
no, I'm not just
know
them. They're just laughing.
They
just can't understand. You've had a lot of people in there.
Well, anyway.
How many counselors would go for that program?
I tried. I just didn't get there in time.
No, no. I'm just asking. How many of you would vote for a program like that for, say, 10,000 for low? Council throws in 10 grand?
Well, it's a non-issue, Mr. Connolly. We're not there.
I don't think, Steve, that I'd vote to give 10 grand to a program like that, but I definitely try to encourage local. Like,
absolutely.
A lot of my shopping I do in Maniwaki. I do it in Gracefield. I don't go to Chelsea too often. I don't go to Gatineau too often. I'll go to Maniwaki, Gracefield. So, like, I encourage buying local. So if it's a program that the MRC is going to do to encourage local, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Am I okay with throwing $50,000 at it? Well, not really, but it is what it is, I guess.
No, how many of you, my last question, how many of you would do that?
Depends. I think it would depend under the circumstances.
Depends on the amount of businesses that benefits from that. It depends on how many people are interested in it. It depends on a whole bunch of stuff.
Not for low. The program that they introduced the second year in a row up in Grayson, if you had a chance to vote for that around the table, would you have voted for that?
Well, I'm not at the table and I don't have all the information to be able to say yes or no. So for me, I'm just opting out of your question. Can we move on?
Yes, please. So, public security, is there a report?
Yeah. So we had our committee meeting for public security on November 23rd. We introduced a new committee. We spoke about budget 2022, so that planning is underway. Self-contained breathing apparatus. We also spoke about the prevention program, how it's a law that we do need to do inspections and cover every house in the municipality every 5 years. We talked about possibly inviting some members of parliament to come and visit at the fire hall. And I think that's about everything that we talked about in that committee meeting. I also have the fire chief's report. So November 2021, the training for firefighter one section two is now finished. They're gonna be doing their exam on January 11th. Section three will be the last step of their course and they'll be starting sometime around the end of January, being done in April, and their final exam will be at the beginning of June. first responders followed a training on naloxone. This was given by the instructors from CISO. We will be getting the naloxone packs this week. So all of our first responders will be able to provide medication either nasally or intramuscular for any kind of patients who would be having symptoms of overdoses. On the call side, it was a really quiet month. We did have a mutual aid call in LaPeche on November 28th for a major fire, and finishing in the fire chief's name and on behalf of the members of the fire department, he wants to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and not to forget to come out to the parade on December 18th at 5:30. So on that topic, I want to add the parade will be on the 18th at 5:30. We're going to collect non-perishable goods for an organization in Gracefield, so they provide food baskets to the southern part of the MRC. So either non-perishables, monetary, whatever people want to donate, we will collect and bring it to them on the next day.
Just a reminder, because lately I've heard a lot of fire in the chimney fire, so please check your chimney.
The SFABAG is actually working on a capsule there to put out in the media for a chimney fire.
Suzanne, is it okay, or do you want me to do it in French? Do you want me to read?
So yeah, in the next couple of weeks, we should have the board should have the
campaign for chimney fires.
I'll finish your phrase because you're Kate. So
yeah, the SFABAG, yeah, the Upper Gatineau Fire Chiefs Association. We're working on a capsule put out like for prevention for chimney fires. Been quite a bit of houses go up in the last couple of weeks. The one in LaPage the other day was too many fire gone bad. So we're going to put out a prevention capsule on that.
Good.
That's everything for
as we seen last Sunday night, things changed really, really quick.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, strong results.
Yeah, thanks for the power outage.
Oh, probably was all mine, Luke.
Il y en avait deux à la pêche, puis il y en a eu une dans les MRC des collines là, dans la dernière semaine.
Okay, on continue. Contribution financière, association des chefs pompiers. Excuse-moi, Justin, s'il vous plaît. Contribution financière, association des chefs pompiers de la vallée de Gatineau. Financial Contribution Association of the Fire Chiefs. Fire Chiefs Association of Valley Gatineau. So it's a donation of $500 and don de contribution de $500.
Which would be funding
à la ACPVG.
Which would fund the programs like he was just talking about.
That's right.
Yeah, the ACPVG, it's the Upper Gatineau Fire Chiefs Association. It's a regroupment of the 15 fire departments that are in the MRC. There's two members per municipal per fire department on the board. Usually it's two chiefs, sometimes it's a chief, a lieutenant, but that's what we're going to do, prevention, recruitment campaigns and whatnot. So,
and like globalized across the MRC?
Yeah.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Nini Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
I'll abstain. I'm the vice president of the board.
OK. Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi. Donc, on continue. Demande de soumission pour des appareils respiratoires pour le service d'incendie. So, request for quotes for respiratory devices for the fire department. So, this is to go to tenders to give the authority to the director general to go to tender.
Yeah.
Je vais proposer, j'aimerais rajouter que nos appareils en ce moment sont désuets, sont rendus à la fin de vie, puis même à l'incendie de la pêche qu'on a déployé nos pompiers, il y en a plusieurs qui ont mal fonctionné, puis comme ils ont manqué d'équipement, parce que ceux-là qu'on avait ont mal fonctionné. So I just want to add that in La Pêche last Sunday when they went to help La Pêche, I think they might have been first on the call, no, second. Our equipment is old and it malfunctioned. So at the end of the night, by the time they finished the fire, there was not enough equipment, or they barely did it with the equipment we had.
Okay.
The health and safety concern the next one.
C'est ça. Sur le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Chien Robert.
I work on the project with the chief, so I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi. On continue. Avis de motion. Emprunt pour l'achat d'appareils respiratoires pour le service des incendies. C'est seulement qu'un avis de motion pour le moment. So, où est-ce qu'il est? A notice of motion for a loan for the purchase of respiratory devices for the fire department. Given by Maureen Rice. Donc, l'avis de motion a été fait donné par Maureen Rice. Are there any questions for fire department? Est-ce qu'il y a des questions pour les incendies? Non? C'est bon. On continue. Travaux publics. On est-tu à rapport?
No, we haven't had a meeting yet, but we've got to schedule a meeting probably by the end of the week or early next week.
Okay.
I'll be talking with you whenever you're available. We'll meet up. Okay. As of now, the gas tax work is all done with the snow. The guys are on the winter schedule now. The coordinator is working on a schedule so we can put the backhoe up to work and do some brushing. From what I understand, that's going to start January. We're going to start by the critical areas, Seymour Road, Fieldville Road, McDonald. So the backhoe should, if the weather is good, work a couple of days a week, but the coordinator is going to bring that forward when he's done.
Perfect. Donc là, déneigement et sablage des chemins Monette, Kelly, Driscoll et Lily sur le territoire de la municipalité Cantonblou. C'est un renouvellement. So, snow and sand. Sanding of Monette, Kelly, Driscoll and Lily Roads in the territory or in the municipal municipality township of Lowe. This is a renewal for Monsieur Jean et Eric Legros for an amount of $4,075 plus tax per kilometer.
I'll propose it.
Oh, Maureen
will second it.
Et puis le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillot.
Oui.
Bon, je voulais juste... OK. Maureen Rice,
yes.
Maureen McAvoy,
oui.
Luc Thivierge,
oui.
Lee Angus,
yes.
Chile Robert,
yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui.
Madame la mairesse, c'est 4075 plus taxes par kilomètre par kilomètre, mais pour deux ans. C'est ça?
2021-2022,
2022-2023.
C'est bien ça.
OK.
Merci. Là, on continue. Déneigement, sablage des chemins Monette, Kelly, Driscoll et Lily sur le territoire de municipalité Cantonblou. Là, ça, c'est pour le 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026. Là, chaque année, ils ont un montant différent. Donc, le 2023, 2024, 4200 plus taxes le kilomètre. 2024, 2025, 4300 plus taxes le kilomètre. 2025, 2026, 4400 plus taxes le kilomètre. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un... Et Luc appuie. Donc, le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Okay. Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Michelin Robert?
Oui.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. On continue avec programme d'aide à la voirie locale, sous-volet, projet particulier d'amélioration par circonscription électorale. Bon.
Accountability, local road assistance program, yeah. Subcomponent specific improvement project by electoral district, PPA. Councilor Pike Lake Road, Joanne, for the accounts.
This is Neely.
This is Neely Road.
So we need to propose. Seconded.
Le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yep.
Luc Thierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Jean Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Là, on a.
The second one.
C'est celui-là ici. Donc, programme d'aide à la voirie locale, sous-volet, projet particulier. La même chose, le même titre, mais celui-là, c'est. Ça a à faire avec le chemin de la Pike. C'est ça, je ne me trompe pas, Madame Owen. Donc, c'est ça. Puis, c'est pour l'aide financière qu'on veut aller chercher le 40 000.
No, we already did the work, Carol.
Yeah, no, but we want to go. It's a formality. Yeah. We want to go get the money
that's,
now.
That's what we get paid.
Your
proposal?
I'll second it. Okay, le vote, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge,
oui.
Lee Angus,
yes.
Chenet Robert,
yes.
Moi, je dis oui aussi. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions pour la voirie? Yes, sir.
Forgive me, it's been a while since I've asked, but what's the update with the field drill well? Has anything new happened?
It's all been resolved up to now. It's been repaired and things are...
When was that?
The repairs? Oh God. A month and a half ago.
Just before the election.
Yeah. End of October. October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or early October.
Leak detection was done. They found one major leak, one.
Two.
Not two so big bad, leaks. But bad enough. And all the calibration equipment was put in. The monitoring was updated.
Yeah, I remember you guys bought a bunch of equipment.
Yeah, yeah, it's all been
so
installed.
So far, so good, Suzanne. The station has worn down.
First time in 7 years.
So far, so good.
And is that a, would y'all call that like a patch or is that like fixed?
Should no, that's repaired. No, no.
Fixed, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The last option, if we have issues with it again, will be a new well. And in the area there, a new well would not guarantee a better performance.
Gotcha.
So we hope that this is going
to. It's important to say, too, that all the expenses related to that. Or go under the gas tax as well.
Yes. The leak too, the one leak was pretty major. The company that came in, the leak detection company, they found it. They had a supersonic stethoscope. They found it pretty quick. And once they patched that leak for the first time in about 5 years, the distribution pumps actually shut down.
Oh, yeah, I remember you mentioned that.
Yeah. Okay. So now the distribution pumps, they work a couple hours a day like they're supposed to in the well. Starts a couple of times a day as opposed to running on top. So not only are the people not running out of water, we're not burning out our pumps.
Okay. Donc, on continue environnement, hygiène du milieu. Est-ce qu'on a un rapport?
Non, il n'y a pas eu de meeting. Là, j'ai rencontré l'inspecteur la semaine passée. Là, puis on travaille sur un agenda pour notre meeting.
OK, c'est bon. on continue. Numéro 2, l'item regroupement pour la protection des eaux de la Vallée de Gatineau. Cette résolution, on le reporte, oui, à une autre date. So, resolution. So, number 2 under environment, the Association for the Protection of Water in the Valley of Gatineau is a subject that we're putting forward at a later date. Est-ce qu'il y a autre question pour environnement? Are there any more questions for environment?
Finished
environment.
No,
is that
garbage?
We're not there yet. Or environment? Yeah, okay. The contract's done. Actually, today's the last day.
I'm aware of that. mediation?
Mediation? Not till February.
Is that when it starts or ends?
No, that's where the next stage is, basically.
We should be expecting a check from them due for that truck. It was broke down the other day again.
There's no other questions, I'll move on to urbanism. Donc, l'urbanisme.
Oui, on a eu deux réunions. On va en avoir une troisième là, dans la semaine qui s'en vient. On a eu une première réunion avec la MRC et le groupe qui va s'occuper de la construction pour une mise à jour du projet touristique. So we had a first meeting on November 19th with the MRC and everybody that is involved with the touristic kiosk. And then we had a meeting here with our staff on the 25th of November to discuss other subjects and the meeting and the meeting that we just had with the MRC. We will be having a urbanism meeting in the next week and a half. We're trying to get our schedule together. On va avoir un autre rencontre d'urbanisme dans la semaine et demie. On essaye de trouver nos horaires puis s'assurer que tout le monde est disponible. Merci.
C'est beau, merci. Donc, on continue avec Aézion, du directeur de service urbanisme et environnement à Combeck. Donc, c'est l'Aézion annuelle, I guess. On peut dire. On peut dire. So, it's a membership to Combeck for our municipal inspector. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Jeanne Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. C'est tout ce qu'on avait. Y a-t-il des questions pour...
Carol, there's the LVDRA.
Oh, I'm not in recreation yet.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, I thought you were ending.
No, no. J'ai des questions pour...
I thought you were done.
Des questions pour urbanisme. Are there any questions for urban planning? No? Okay. Good. On avance. Loisirs, culture et communication. So, Maureen.
I can just give a quick verbal report. The first meeting of the committee is going to be later this week. We're hoping to, you know, revive and support activities in recreation and culture as we emerge from nearly 2 years of isolation. So just what I know that's happening right now, libraries open 2 days a week. Seniors are gathering here Monday mornings for their programs. At the arena, there's hockey, but there's also open skate times, Friday nights, Saturday mornings. There's a couple of spots left for curling on Sunday afternoons. Even if you want to be a spare, that would be fun. And the parade is on the 18th.
Yeah, don't forget to talk about what the Mamesh told us last week about high-speed internet there. I guess the person in charge of the Mamesh there went to the Prime Minister's office, the PMO's office of Quebec there, and they have confirmation there that the contract that they have with Bell there for high-speed internet there, it's glue in stone. They have no choice to provide high-speed internet by the 25th of September. If not, they're gonna pay huge fine. And I guess there were some gap in the contract, and the Prime Minister actually signed to make sure that those gap that they had in the high-speed internet program there is all covered. So the entire province of Quebec, they're supposed to be on high-speed internet by 25th of September next year.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you. So, fait que là, qu'est-ce qu'on a fait? Numéro 2, on a ajouté une résolution pour les les dons à l'Auburn Stubborn and Seal Association récréative et aussi le Centre du jour. Donc, le Centre du jour a recommencé en octobre, ce qui veut dire que nos seniors, ils viennent à tous les lundis pour du matin jusqu'à peu près 2 heures l'après-midi. Et puis, la municipalité a fait un engagement qu'ils paieraient pour les frais pour utiliser la salle ici, à la salle héritage. Donc, c'est un montant maintenant pour 900 $. C'est 50 % du montant total qui est 1 800 par année. Mais à cause de COVID, de la pandémie, il n'y a rien eu, ça fait plus d'un an et demi. Fait que les frais, ils n'ont pas sorti non plus. Fait que là, ils ont recommencé en octobre. On veut que nos seniors, ils sortent, ils utilisent la salle. Donc, c'est important de payer pour le loyer. Et puis, le don pour les associations récréatives de l'Auburn Stubborn and Seal, c'est un montant de 4 750 qui, encore, c'est 50 % du montant total pour l'année. Puis, encore là, ils n'ont pas eu ces argents-là là, plus d'un an et demi. Donc, on a trouvé ça important. Les choses commencent à ouvrir, les activités commencent un peu. Fait que c'est important de leur donner leur argent.
Je propose.
Oh, I'll go ahead. Maureen Rice? M? OK. OK, le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy?
Yes.
Luc Vierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Justin Robert?
Yes.
Et puis, je dis oui aussi. Fait que là, je pense qu'il y a-t-il des questions pour récréation, culture et loisirs? Bon, ben, sinon, on va faire la clôture.
Bonne chance.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît, sur Wayne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy, Luc Vierge,
oui.
Lee Angus, Jean Robert,
yes.
Et moi je dis oui. Merci tout le monde d'avoir venu.
Merci.
En bon passant. Oui.
Merci.
Merci.